live from the Findlay Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
5 o'clock hours here. You know I love this stuff, right? Probably too much. Just with the entry of female athletics, like really into the consciousness of American sports fans, we're going to have interesting cases. And I know you've said with Caitlin Clark, there is a group of fans that are really protective of Clark. And she had this exchange the other day where a reporter was asking about her bae. And then a writer with the New York Post said, awkward, weird. I was confused. Caitlin Clark laughed. Now, maybe inside she was horrified and maybe she went and complained to the Pacers. Check that, the Fever. Ah, you know what the other question I wanted to ask was? Damn it! The other one for Justin Watkins, who was just in here, was, and this is all, did you take, how long ago did you take the harassment thing?
Like week, couple weeks.
Okay. In reading that, who's the superior or the subordinate, or because are the Fever and the Pacers under the same umbrella, and is a Caitlin Clark, Connor McCaffrey works for the Pacers, she works for the Fever, is that a workplace relationship that is going to present issues? Is one a superior to the other?
Well, like if a Aces player dates a Raiders player? It's the exact same thing.
Great question.
We've already seen it.
You didn't answer my question about a superior.
He's not a
superior. She's a player. Is he not in management? He's a coach, right?
Right. It's for a different it's a different organization under the same corporate umbrella.
Okay.
No direct supervision at all.
Right. I mean, did you not when you saw that, did you not think of Ime Udoka and what was going on with him, or there's been a couple other coaches who've gotten in hot water?
Honestly,
that's the case, right?
Yeah, but that's not employees. Wasn't the Udoka thing was employee of the Celtics.
When he was with the Celtics.
When he was in a position of power with the Celtics.
Right. I'm saying that's what I thought of. Right. That's the case. That's the example of a subordinate going out with someone.
But this is not a subordinate.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not.
I guess.
Not a guess. It's not.
They both work for – do they both get checks from the Pacers?
I don't even know what the corporate structure of them would be, but yeah. He's not a direct supervisor in any way. Or
we should do a story on this.
Why?
Does Becky Hammon and did Darren Waller get checks from the same employer?
Not Becky Hammon, Kelsey Plum.
Sorry, Kelsey Plum.
Yeah.
Okay. Great story. Get on this.
Well, you just got obsessed with this because of your training. I did my training and
no,
moved
I've thought about this a lot, the changing workplace and seeing people in certain work environments and the way they speak to each other. I think it's very interesting. It's a potentially more protective, safer environment sometimes.
Sure.
Was the news that came out over the weekend about the Raiders and Costa Mesa, was that shocking? Were they hiding this?
It's shocking that it's happening as soon as it sounds like it's happening. Is it shocking in general? No. I mean, they've been wanting to explore options of getting out of town because it's too hot.
Right.
Which is just factual. It's way too hot to have training camp here.
Totally agree.
So they've been exploring it, but we hadn't heard anything. And we've asked about Napa potentially being, you know, returning back to Napa and doing camp there because it was such a good setup. And it was like, well, maybe we'll see at some point. This popped up kind of out of nowhere. Really a tweet from the city of Costa Mesa on Friday night.
Right.
That was, we are currently in negotiations for the Raiders to hold their camp there this year. We'll have a city council meeting on Tuesday to vote. Like,
okay. Oh, the meeting's okay. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
And Costa Mesa was where the Chargers?
It's the exact same location. The Chargers have moved out because they're moving into the new facility. So the training camp location for the Chargers is now empty for training camp. It's also not an ideal training camp situation. It's kind of weird. But Tom Telesco, of course, very used to having training camp there, as he's been with the Chargers for the last decade, and not too far from where Antonio Pierce grew up and, you know, loves, you know, not far up the freeway. So,
why is it unusual? The facility.
Well, it's not ideal.
It's not ideal. Why is it not ideal?
There's not a headquarters there. So, like, the Chargers would use their team headquarters, which I assume the Raiders will rent as part of this. It's for rent right now. You can rent it on,
oh wow,
you know, one of those for rent. I saw the listing on the you know, for rent corporate spaces site, which they might be able to rent it. But the Chargers would have to basically get in their pads, get everything on at their facility, work out and all that, and then take a bus over to training camp.
That's not ideal.
Not ideal, especially when you have everything in-house right now with the Raiders and where they were in Napa. For those that don't know, the fields were – it was part of a middle school, but the back of the field was a Marriott. So they basically just rented out the entire Marriott for the duration of training camp. It was
right. Perfect.
But here, yeah, and they have to transport there every day, which doesn't seem ideal. Although the weather's great. It's a cool little spot where it is, right across from Goat Hill Tavern, which I'm excited about. But it did kind of pop up.
How many Goat Hill Taverns are there?
Well, that's the main one, right?
I don't know. Is there one on the way down to Hermosa? What town is that?
It's a good question.
I'll look it up during the break. Yeah. I think I've walked into a Goat Hill Tavern in California twice, and each time I was like, I'm way too old. It's way too crowded.
Oh, I love it. Goat Hill and Costa Mesa is awesome.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Maybe it's a different one. Okay, so they may move their training camp. So preseason training camp is built around the preseason games too.
Yeah.
So we're basically talking about late July through late August.
Yep.
Interesting. Is this good for you?
I actually got a lot of texts about this last night, and I was kind of thinking about it. It's not ideal. Now, obviously, just being able to go to the beach every day, that's cool.
Do you have more access?
We should.
And by that, I mean, are other people who are in your way out of your way?
That's one thing I was thinking of. How many people are actually going to go?
So, as you would call them, in-town jabronis who somehow get credentials.
Right.
Now you can do your work and not have people getting in your way.
Yeah, but...
Thank God, that sounds arrogant, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of guy you are.
But it's also interesting how they would set it up, right? Yeah. So the Chargers, it was great. The way that it was set up was great. I mean, there was like a tent. Because, again, there's no facility. It's a school. So they just make a tent. You would sit underneath it and watch and you can do your work from there. There's not like a dedicated media room kind of thing like we have now. But you'd also just be able to grab every player as they came off the field. I hope the Raiders would do that. That'd be awesome. It'd be great. But I don't know. Because as they'd walk to the bus, they just walk by you, and you can just grab them. Usually in training camp here, it's like a couple guys going to the podium. So it'd be better if you can just grab whoever you want coming off the field. I mean, that'd be a ton of access. It'd be fantastic for work. But there's a lot remaining to be seen. Good. I imagine for fans, you can take a little day trip down. It'll be open to the public as part of the agreement with Costa Mesa. So fans can go down and check them out. I know there's a lot of fans already down there in L.A. and you know, in Orange County, so you can.
I mean, that's one of the reasons you're doing it, is to fluff that fan base, and probably, well, I guess you're not really twisting the Chargers if you're going to have to work out a deal to rent their facility, but
right. Kind
of sticking to the Chargers and the Rams a little bit.
So the Chargers are thrilled
to get some money.
Yeah. It's kind of hard. It's kind of tricky to rent out a football facility.
You would think.
Yeah. And we don't know. They could just go to a hotel, or, you know, rent out a whole hotel for a month, or, you know, however they're going to go about it. But I would imagine they'd at least talk to the Chargers about renting their facility.
So in this life, I care about just a few things, right?
Let me set this up.
The SO, significant other, my family, and the great state of Nevada.
Okay,
so my concern goes to the great state of Nevada, but go ahead and say what you're going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, some of the details of the agreement, I think people should at least look and say, wait a minute, we gave this team a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving how much back to the city of Costa Mesa?
Mm-hmm.
And not here? No, look, they do a lot of work here, too.
Well, I'll say this. I don't have an issue with them leaving Vegas. It is hot. I don't know that having it here drums up any extra business for a month around the facility. It's only VIPs and maybe select moments where some fans are allowed in. But now you may go to California, We put up, you know, it's when you think about it, it's kind of shocking, the numbers. Like, we're going to give the A's maybe $380 million that they're supposed to pay back. We gave the Raiders $900 million to build the stadium, and we still have to fix a lot of the roads. And that was a vote that affected the state. There has been talk in the past about Reno being involved with the Raiders. Reno's cooler, isn't it? I have no idea how beautiful this Costa Mesa facility is. I don't think it's great from hearing about it. Why wouldn't Northern Nevada get the training camp?
Okay, it's not beautiful.
Okay.
It's fine.
Why wouldn't my friends in Reno, because I know you have no friends up there, why would we not keep this in state? It seems Reno would fit the bill, no?
It's a fair question. I would say it's not done, and they're trying to do this in 3 months. So I don't think you'd be able to do it this year. And this sounds like it's only a one-year deal, at least for now.
Okay.
So
do you think any of the public we already have to worry about our public servants, right? Who don't seem to dot the I's, cross the T's, and actually read these SB1s. Do you think will anyone up there stand up for Northern Nevada from a public service standpoint?
Say, why aren't you coming here?
Yeah.
And then the response would be, you have the facility?
Do we have one that's better than Costa Mesa? Yeah.
No, not right now. I think it's a one-year deal.
I can't answer that.
July? An NFL training facility?
I can't answer that. I don't know how elaborate the training facility is. I don't think you know a whole lot about Reno or Sparks. So.
I think if there was an NFL training facility,
get on that
I think
story
I would
too.
Know.
We got multiple
if
stories.
If there was an NFL training facility, I think I would know. Pretty sure I would know.
All right. I'll leave it here. I'm not going to fight with you. I don't know Costa Mesa well enough and what the facility looks like. I mean, it is fair to say they've been here for a while. They could have worked something out. We've been kind of teased about, and Reno was as well, about potential Raider action up there.
Yeah.
But I got no problem. They should not be here at that facility. It's very convenient, but the weather is insane.
Yeah. It's just so people have an idea of what.
And this is not anti-Raiders. Just, hey, the whole state should benefit from helping build the stadium.
Yeah, just so people get an idea of exactly what they're getting, City of Costa Mesa, for the Raiders coming there. $165,000 direct payment in rent for the field for the month. The Raiders have to contribute $600,000 in improvements for the fields at the complex because they are used the rest of the year by the city. So $600,000 to improve the fields. They have to have a junior training camp for kids age 6 to 12. 100 tickets for local students to attend an NFL game. A donation of outdoor weight training equipment to Costa Mesa High School. The weight room is outside. And players, as they come off the field, then can lift.
Muscle Beach.
And then outside.
Muscle, not the beach.
Gym, which the Raiders have to donate the equipment for. $10,000 donation to a local youth sports team. I'm sure there's some leagues around here that would love that. And a new mobile recreation van for programs in underserved areas.
I'm sure Reno and Sparks would love that.
Sure they would.
And you still don't have an answer if this is good for you.
I don't know. On the surface, I there's a lot of good. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, that's a lot of driving back and forth, I'm sure.
Driving back and forth?
Yeah. They'll have
games. You're going for 5 weeks? Oh, you got to come back
here.
Here.
Okay. Games will be here. They'll have off days. You know, like, there'll be reason to come back.
What's a flight to John Wayne? They got to get on the special right now.
I'll drive.
Although, we'll have to hit this story later in the week. We started hitting it last week. This Southwest Airlines CEO with the... The new seating policy suggestions. Let's cut it out, bruh. Or ma'am.
It's their whole thing is the way they board. It's like their whole identity.
Let's not open the Pandora's box. I might lose my cool. You know how much I love it.
It does work out well.
Yes. Sometimes. Yeah. Unless you miss it by 38 seconds and then you're a C.
Yeah. That changes. It's rough. And then you got to pay to move up.
You do. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm basically sitting with a... Probably a larger version of myself who doesn't shower. I don't want that.
That happens.
It does happen. So Telesco is probably on board. He's familiar with the facility. Pierce is good. If this facility, I mean, it's not the facility they're in now. We know last year some of the Raiders players were like, where in West Virginia are we going?
Yeah.
And then they went, and they didn't like it, and then where in Florida are we staying?
Trust me, I didn't like it either.
But the Florida thing got nixed, right?
It did.
Orlando? They were going to go in between games?
Yeah, to the Wild World of Sports Complex.
The star defensive player had a big hand. It was very verbal about AP being the head coach. Players going to be cool with this?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'd rather practice there than here.
Because of the heat?
Yeah.
The heat relief?
Yeah. It's like 4 miles from the beach.
Cofield and Company live from Southern California.
From Costa Mesa.
Somewhere. Goat Hill Tavern, maybe.
I love it.
It's very crowded from 3 to 6, though. I don't know if I can do it.
It's actually not.
You sure?
Yeah, it picks up around 10.
All right, we're going to have to scout that.
Yeah.
We're on the road. I can't confirm
like
that.
100, there's like 200 beers on tap. It's fantastic.
I will do my research on that. Yeah. Maybe I'll find a better location.
Yeah. I'm picking Goat Hill.
You're going all 5 weeks and then coming back and forth.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of commuting.
Wow. Are you the Raiders one now? What's going on here?
No, I'd imagine we're going to have like 6 people there.
You just pick? Where do you want to go?
I'd imagine we'd have like 6 people there for the whole time.
What else is going on in August that you may have to cover?
Well, there might be a fight or some sort.
That's a good point.
There'll be games for sure.
I wasn't saying you have nothing else to cover. I'm saying I feel like there's something else will come up.
Yeah.
Sorry, Adam. On a related note, did you ever have NFL branded sheets or a comforter or even a pillow?
So I know why you're asking me this. I'll say I had the multi-team.
You did. Your family could afford that.
No.
By the way, this is not bullying or making you not shaming you. It's making sure everyone knows. You did not grow up wealthy.
No.
Well, by that answer, when you're like, afford it, did you guys go and steal it?
Maybe. No, I think it's it'd be like they'd have it at like TJ Maxx. And you just like get it off the or like one of the discount stores, Odd Lots or wherever you would go. And you would just get like they probably had like some of the logos were discolored or you know, something along those lines. But it'd have like the logo of every team.
Okay. Did you have a Bills blanket and pillow, and now you won't admit it because you don't like the Bills?
Oh, the family had a ton of them, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
But that was not good enough for you. You needed to be – thinking about being a journalist at 11?
Yeah, I wanted all the teams.
You're like, I'm sorry. I can't pick a particular team. I'm going to cover a
Looking
team
back, I would imagine it was cheaper to get the multi-team than the individual team is okay. Probably what happened.
The reason we bring this up is Big Jack's 58 had – We've heard about guys in this draft being Raiders fans when they were kids. Here's the proof. Yeah. If that indeed was his bed.
By the way, how about that? How about finding that one last night?
Who found it?
At 1 a.m. I was like, whoa, I found his mom's Twitter account. Look at this.
Really?
Yeah.
Describe the bedroom. Was this like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory family? Why is that bed so big? It's for one kid.
It's a big kid. Have you seen his head?
Will you do a feature on this?
Maybe.
Will you ask why did you have a king bed at 11?
No, I'm much more obsessed with the burger.
What was that?
I'm trying to look it up for you right now. There's a hamburger named after him.
Okay. Well, let's bring this story first. We can bring the hamburger obnoxious. On the way back. So, Jackson Powers Johnson
JPJ.
We're just gonna go JPJ from here.
Yeah.
I'm safe. Big fella from Oregon, guard center. He had, you found a picture on his mom's what?
His mom tweeted out last night.
Oh, she tweeted it out.
She's
That's
like,
good.
He's going to camp this week, and this is his room as a child.
I'll be honest. If I had that bed, comforter, and pillow, I'd still have it. Will he bring his?
I don't think so.
You think he got scrapped?
I think he'll probably be staying at the M for camp.
So what?
So I think
you can bring your own blankets.
I'm pretty sure they have blankets.
The maids can fix up the bedroom the way you want it.
I mean, I think they have already.
Well, I like this. This is really proof that he was a Raiders fan as a kid. Everyone says that. It was my dream to play for this team.
Brock Bowers was in the Niners.
But he has Raiders-related stories because he went to school right there.
Sure, yeah. He went to school at the middle school where the Raiders had training camp in Napa.
That's pretty cool.
But was a Raiders fan.
That's a good connection.
Excuse me, it was a Niners fan.
Yeah. So he was a trader for a day, yeah. Or more than a few days.
But the Big Jack's Burger, you'd probably eat this, I think.
Put it on hold. We'll come back with the Big Jack's Burger, and then we got to get to what's cooking now with the Lakers. We'll get you set up for the Nuggets and Michael Jordan's son, Anthony Edwards. A lot of NBA tonight, and also NHL scoreboard update.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
It feels like the Raiders are having a nice little offseason of collecting some useful, budget-friendly players. We opened the show talking about Jalen Guyton being brought in as a receiver last week. They added Michael Gallup. Before that, Whitehair, right? To be help on the offensive line, and now reports of who's coming in from New Orleans?
Anders Pete.
Okay.
It's not reports. It's confirmed.
All right. If you wanted to confirm it, give it that opportunity. I always like that when I see that online. I have deemed this a story. It's official. So what if Schefter had it 2 hours ago? I am to be trusted. Adam Hill.
It's confirmed.
Okay. You like it?
Yeah, and more depth, more experienced players on the offensive line. I don't know what the goal is. Again, it seems like more Band-Aids, which to me I would just try to go all young, try to build guys. But they're finding pieces and plugging them in. And there's enough around there that they think they can compete.
So this guy they got in the second round, JPJ, big offensive lineman from Oregon. His mom backed him up. Raiders fan. Here's the bed when he was a kid. All Raiders branded. Let's go. But you are more interested in he's got a JPJ burger?
Yeah. It's called the Big Jack's.
Where?
It's at Elkhorn Brewery in Eugene, where he went to college. He called it, quote, a big man delight.
We're going down a good path.
Yeah. So he said, you got to have a good bun, and it's a really great brioche bun. So he started. But under that, a little bit of brisket and barbecue sauce, some queso, mac and cheese, pulled pork, bacon, two patties, and then the bottom bun.
Not that happy.
There's a lot going on.
Not that happy.
It is a big man delight.
Am I going to offend you? Give the ingredients again. Bun, brisket,
barbecue sauce, queso, mac and cheese, pulled pork, bacon, two patties.
Okay, one, how do you eat it?
I mean, it's a big man delight. You got to have a big mouth, big appetite.
Can it be deconstructed and still be considered eating it the way you're supposed to eat it?
No.
I would break it up. I would tilt it on the side. I'd break it up.
You need all the tastes.
Why can't you just put a fork through all the different meats and burgers and buns?
No.
Could you get it bunless to be healthy? I don't eat bread!
So you got to get rid of the mac and cheese then, too.
It's not bread.
It's carbs.
Fat's good. Cheese is good.
I don't know if that's true.
The mac is chickpea.
Got to be good mac and cheese.
What would they do if you're like, listen, I love it, but I got to go healthy. Make the macaroni chickpea.
I mean, I don't think that's going to make
I love edamame pasta. Get it for me.
It's making no difference.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it is.
One, I'm not eating that like a burger. That's ridiculous. And I have a big mouth. And I have big paws. Not really. But I would try it.
You have to. I mean, if he tells you have to have it, then you have to have it, I think.
As I've gotten older, I've gotten anti-burger when the burger is like the fifth billing on the burger. Because at that point, do you think the Elkhorn lot, what is it called?
Elkhorn Brewery.
Do you think the Elkhorn Brewery, God, I watch way too many food shows now. I tell you, I got into Top Chef.
Not surprised.
Tom Colicchio it's been around for like 20 years.
Yeah, I just assumed, God, he's tough. Just assumed you watched it.
You have to. If the burger's not seasoned, That's a problem. I want the burger seasoned, and I want it medium rare.
I'm sure it is.
I would do it and break it up.
It's not the same.
And then I would eat it in like three meals.
Then it's not. It's no longer a big man delight. Well, it's just a.
I'm just telling you, with the burger places here, when they have it all stacked, I don't enjoy it. Sorry.
I think it could be good.
Don't you're gonna win me over.
There's a lot going on.
But I like
that.
You know what? How many offensive linemen, individual offensive linemen, have their own food?
Not many.
Right.
Also, he
That's
does
good for him.
He does look like he could be in my family.
What are you referencing your cousins in Michigan again?
I mean, he looks like if you would have said like, "Hey, he's your cousin," nobody would be like shocked.
No, probably not. What'd you call it? A big man's burger? Big fella burger?
Big man delight is what he called it. That's what he called it.
Yeah. All right.
I might have to go maybe like take a trip up there.
364-1100. Does anyone in town have something like this? Add a joint.
Somebody should add one for him. Like,
no, I just want to know if I would like to try something close to it.
I'm sure there's something.
I still never got that meat mountain.
From Arby's?
From Arby's, yep. That Rich Ornberger, former NFL lineman who does radio in San Diego, tried.
What better day than today? Should go get one.
Possibly. Yeah. A lot of leftovers going right now.
There's
trying to manage things going on.
There's an Arby's right here.
All right. That's good news. I like that.
That there's an Arby's close?
No, it's good news that he's got his own burger.
But no, you're not going to try it.
I knew where the Arby's was. Trust me. It's on those. That place is on the top of my list. Basketball news. Did you see that the Mavericks are about to give some more protection, job protection to Jason Kidd? Because the rumors are swirling. How about the Lakers? Are the Lakers arrogant? Or are they doing what they should do as a big boy legendary franchise in the league when supposed coaching lists come out and they're filled with current coaches for other teams? Like, no, you're not just taking our coach.
Yeah, they should be. I mean, they should obviously be aggressive, and they should treat themselves. They should pretend they are the Lakers, which they are.
Jason Kidd listed. Ty Lue, which Ballmer's like, I don't know if he said this, but here's the issue, right? While if you're a Laker fan, you're like, we need the biggest and best coach. You might, in terms of name and accomplishment, but will you pay? Will Jeannie pay? I don't know that she will. I think that's one of the issues here. That's why J.J. Redick, it's like, hey, J.J., we're going to throw you $6 million to be the head coach of the Lakers. Come on, man. And then, meanwhile, I wonder if J.J. behind the scenes is hearing like, well, they're thinking about giving him Monty Williams and stealing him from the Pistons. They're thinking about giving him 13. They wanted to boost, you know, Lou to 11 a year. Give Jason Kidd 10. I think this is going to play out really in odd fashion.
With a lot of twists and turns?
No, I think what's going to happen is this is going to feel a lot like the Kentucky coaching search. I don't know why I said it with that weird inflection. It's going to feel a lot like the Kentucky coaching search. The Lakers coaching search will be like Kentucky. They'll have a list of seven people, and then whether it's public or privately, they'll be turned down by six of the first seven. And then it'll look like they settled on someone. Unless it's Monty Williams. BBW, Big Brian Windhorst, was making the suggestion today that new management coming into Detroit, they may look at Monty Williams and go, you know what we could do without him. We're fine. We want our own guy.
Well, I mean, if LeBron's staying, he's deciding anyway, so it doesn't really matter. It's just who he wants.
Well, that's why the list included initially Lou and Kidd and J.J. Redick is a longer shot. That's why it would seem like Mike Budenholzer would not be a legit candidate if LeBron doesn't approve him.
Yeah. I mean, GM LeBron, in the end, will decide. And if he doesn't want to be there, then they have to kind of start over anyway. Then maybe AD has to decide. I don't know. But it will be a player decision, and I'm sure LeBron will vet the person and ask them before they're even offered the job, so they'll know whether they're going to say yes or not, because LeBron will have already talked to them. So I don't know that it's going to get to that kind of level.
Do you think, as we mentioned earlier, that LeBron has been trying out J.J. Redick by doing a pod with him?
Well, I did think it was weird. Now, looking back, I'm sure you saw that clip the other day of them nerding out over the inbounds play.
No, I saw something about post play, but I'm sure along the same lines.
So they were just like they went on a real deep dive nerding out over inbounds plays, and LeBron I think was like, all right, 5 seconds left, down one, what are we running? And then they got on like on the whiteboard and drew out the play they want to run, and they were like on the same page, like yeah, this, and they're like, yeah, that's the play. And then they like mentioned when it's been run in history, and like, what is this? Now, if you then take that in the context of, oh, they're deciding if they are on the same page to coach each other or coach and play, that does make some sense.
Scoreboard, Knicks down 6 at home against the Pacers. 55-49, halftime. O'clock start, Minnesota, Denver.
Big game.
Denver out of the chutes, 0-1. Michael Jordan's kid, Anthony Edwards, off to a good start. Over under tonight, 28.5
points
for Edwards. Yeah, what do you think?
Over.
What does it mean when people tweet out 99% of the bets are on the over? Where are they getting that from? And do you believe that information?
Well, did they say money or tickets?
I think it was money.
It sounds like it's not real.
Yeah.
Well, that's not from a sports book.
Or it could be 13 bets.
It's not from a sports book, right?
No. It was from a gambling content influencer.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
Well, a book would probably be exact with the numbers, and
yeah,
content creators are trying to generate interest.
Stephen A. Smith says Minnesota's going to win the series, but that was after the series started. K-Perk actually picked the Wolves. I think it was like six experts. Five of the six were picking the Nuggets. Kendrick Perkins went with the Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, look, they won the first game and played well. I thought it was a really good game. I watched it while I was waiting for the main event to start with Canelo. But they played well. And I'm pretty sure Denver bounces back and wins tonight, but they'll have to win on the road now, which kind of the whole theory was that they wouldn't have to win any games on the road because they'd win every game at home. Minnesota's still on the home court, so now they have to win one on the road, but they also have to take care of business at home the rest of the way.
NHL, Boston, Florida, scoreless. 4 minutes left in the first.
Good game.
I feel like you were very pro-Florida last year in defending them about the injuries.
Yeah, they were hurt.
But you don't have them leaving the Eastern Conference.
I think the Rangers are better.
Why?
I think they're a better team. Just watch them. I think they are better constructed. I think they've got really good goaltending. They've got good defense. They've got pretty good in the power play. They do a little bit of everything well. I think some of the other teams have weaknesses.
Adam Hill, Steve Cofield, Griffin's running the show. We'll come back, grab bag, as we'll get into the Brady roast a little bit. As I called it just to myself in my head, I was like, is Adam going to like this or dislike this? Thumbs down.
Cofield and Company presents Grab Bag on ESPN Las Vegas.
Put your hand in there, dude.
I'm a buffoon. During the break, I should have looked up that Jackson Powers.
Well, I did.
Johnson Burger.
I did, and I have some more details for you.
Okay.
There's also mayo, which he did not list, and I am not a fan of, so I might have to get no mayo. There's also, if you look at the burger, there's some giant thing on top of the burger that's attached with like a toothpick.
A giant pickle?
No. It turns out it's a giant cheese bomb keg. Cheese bomb tater keg. It's a tater tot filled with cheese. It's a giant thing on top of the burger. It also comes with a side of tots or fries and JPJ's favorite house-made root beer.
Wow, they really did it up for this guy.
You want to guess the cost?
$11.99.
Very close. $13.
$12.99. I was so trying to undershoot that.
I know.
That would be $31 in Vegas.
Yeah. It's a heck of a deal.
$13.99.
$12.99. $13. Yeah.
I can't even say $12.99. It seems too low.
It's crazy.
Did you get tacos yesterday?
No.
Why not? Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, no, I don't participate in nonsense.
Oh, I forgot. I don't eat tacos all year long, so why would I have them on Cinco de Mayo?
No, I might have them today. You have tacos all the time. I don't eat things because people tell you to go eat something.
We did chain tacos yesterday.
That sounds terrible.
Well, like local Mexican chain.
Okay.
That are not really local. Like Southern California, Arizona. Sure. You know what's interesting about it? We got just chicken tacos. I would score both a 4. They weren't that great.
Went to the wrong place. Interesting.
All right. Well, off the air, you can tell me what the right place is. This burger will not load. It must be really big.
It's actually very close to your house. Really good place to get tacos.
All right.
But you can't go. You can only go between like 6 p.m. and 2 a.m.
Truck?
Yeah.
I was going to hit a truck. I had a lot of ideas, but they all got nixed. So these things happen.
Also, you can't. No cash. And no cards.
Blood?
You got to pay in Zelle.
What?
Yeah.
Is it that lady who's got her, like, they sell out of the garage?
No. They just set up a tent at the park.
Oh, is that right?
It's fantastic.
Zelle.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get the info on that one.
I was looking my other day at my most common Zelle transactions. I think the taco truck is number 2.
You go there a lot.
It's good.
No text, nothing? Hey, I'm coming over. Come get tacos with me.
So I just swing by. It's on like right on the freeway. You just jump off, grab them, and go. And then I just
can't. 5 minutes? You can't give me a heads up?
Well, I'm not staying there. There's nowhere to eat. You just grab them in the park and go.
Unbelievable. There's probably benches in the park.
I don't think there is. Plus, it's dark. They only set up
walk over.
They only set up when it's night.
It's like a rogue thing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in now.
Yeah.
You won't be there, but I'll be in.
Yeah. Go tonight. It's good.
I like that. That's a good recommendation.
Yeah.
Finally, you're not keeping secrets from the show.
Yeah.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
I knew one. I'm not going to say it's minor, but it sounded like it was raucous after this minor offense. And I'm talking about the Tom Brady roast. I knew one thing would throw you off. You'd be like, sucks.
Yep. I was furious.
I hated this too. But then I haven't watched it yet because I'm going to watch it tonight. I read a lot of the jokes during the Brady roast, and he did too. They went hard, real hard.
Yeah.
But the disturbing moment was, and I don't know why he did this. What was it?
Jeff Ross made a joke.
Who's the king of the roast? I guess until Nikki Glaser came along.
Yeah, skinny Cofield is Jeff Ross.
He's thinner than me.
He is now.
Ah, damn. All right, I have a goal. Got to shave my head and get skinnier.
He made a joke about massages. Robert Kraft was there.
Yeah.
And Brady came up. He thought he was off mic. And he said, don't do that blank again.
That's shameful on his part.
Which clearly indicated.
And I mean Brady's part.
Of course it is. And I know.
It's a roast. Nothing is off limits.
Well,
nothing
it
was.
It is, though. Yes, it is.
Why?
So I know a lot of. Well, I listen to a lot of comedians that do podcasts and talk about roasts. A lot of them won't do them because they don't like them. But there always is a list of things you can't talk about every single time.
Oh, okay.
And that's also why I'm pretty sure they also get a list of, hey, this will be funny to joke about. Like, literally every comedian mentioned the fact that Randy Moss didn't win a ring with Tom Brady. Like, that's an interesting fact, but it's clearly there was a topic list.
Oh, no.
And everybody was
so limited. Oh, topics you could pick.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they do that.
Yeah.
Suggested topics?
Well, suggested. So, like, a lot of the comedians don't know who these people are. No, Matt Light was not. Nobody knows who Matt Light is. So I'm sure they're like, hey, this is some funny stuff about Matt Light you can joke about.
Oh, boy.
So that usually is what happens. And there always is, hey, don't talk about this. And a lot of stuff is open. I mean, they made fun of Giselle and the jiu-jitsu instructor over and over again.
They mocked on and talked about Aaron Hernandez murdering people and killing himself.
A lot.
That's accepted?
Tom Brady made a joke about Aaron Hernandez's murder. He said...
Which, nothing is off limits.
No.
But what did he say?
He said, you know, everybody's making fun of Gronk being stupid or whatever. He's like, but we really only asked him 3 things. Block, catch, don't murder.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. Decent joke. Tom Brady made a 9/11 joke.
There was an Edelman reference to Hernandez and his death by hanging.
Yeah.
He didn't use that word.
No.
Like, I mean, okay, it was, we're here. Let's do this.
It was good. It was a lot of
But Bobby
stuff.
Kraft going to the Asian
off
joint?
Limits.
That is outrageous.
And you know that it was off limits because he said to Jeff Ross, hey, so clearly Jeff Ross was told not to make jokes about that. He did anyway.
Good for him.
And then no one else made a reference to it. Of all the awful things that were said, nobody else referenced it. So I just don't like the acknowledgement that things are off limits.
Is that an age limit thing?
Who knows? A good question.
You know what I mean? Like, is he not fair game because he's old? They've had older people on there.
Yeah, I didn't like it. By the way, have we
all not learned that just because you're 75 plus does not mean we have to respect you? It's gotten us in a lot of trouble.
It's true.
Giving respect.
That's true.
To old folks, some of them.
Yeah. So I mean, I didn't like that part of it, but I mean, I thought it was better than I thought. It was long, because you know, for people that don't know, like a lot of these roasts. A lot of it is, hey, the set didn't really go well. Like,
cut it.
Ben Affleck? Oh, boy.
I saw that.
Oh, boy.
So he was terrible.
Terrible. So they're about 3 hours long, and they cut it down like an hour for television. This was live. So it's 3 hours long.
So what do? Watch it in two pieces? Did you watch it?
I watched it.
Oh, wow.
I wrote about it, so I watched it. I wrote about the Raiders references.
Did you write about Kim Kardashian?
I didn't. There was Brady made a decent Kim Kardashian joke too.
I thought there was like a hot dog in a hallway thing.
There was some things like that.
Baseball in a garbage can.
It was more about
baseball bat.
Saying,
let's keep it clean, please.
That's what I'm trying to
do. The Vast Sound crew was a little backed up today. So
compared,
we got to edit a lot of this stuff.
Compared Kim Kardashian to the Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef.
I did see that. Yeah.
But also then Tom Brady. Said, you know, because Kim Kardashian got booed just being on stage.
I saw that.
And Brady was like, hey, like, be nice to her. Like, she was a little nervous about being here, not because of roasting, but because she had to leave the kids with their dad.
Yeah.
That's funny. It's good.
He had some good ones.
He did.
Which that should also piss you off. That he got to go over the edge on several of his jokes, but Bobby Kraft's not.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Weak.
And he took a lot.
He did.
So I mean, good for him on a lot of.
So overall, you're pleased. Because I think you said when it was first announced that it would suck. There'd be limitations, and it wouldn't be funny.
If you would have told me that Brady was going to do Aaron Hernandez and 9/11 jokes, I would have been like, okay, like this is probably going to be pretty good.
Positive surprise.
Yeah. Bledsoe was great. Taking a lot of abuse.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
I saw Bledsoe was joking about his 28 years being married. Sorry, Tom.
Something you'll never have.
Yeah. Or something I had that you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Solid. Did you follow my favorite online show over the weekend?
Online show?
The transfer portal.
Oh.
In basketball.
No.
There's still a bunch of good players who went in super late. You know something I had thought of? You did notice down the stretch, the deadline was last Wednesday, a bunch of high-level players went in, and I hadn't made the connection. That's when the paycheck arrives. The final paycheck for a lot of guys was like end of April. So that's why you saw this rush of good players in.
Get their last check and then get in the portal.
You're like, because if you leave early, they can challenge it and, you know, we're not paying you, so I'm getting my money.
Yeah.
I think this one's great. And it has, I'm not saying the rich got richer. Some did, but a lot of it with the biggest names was about money. I thought that was really interesting with Khalif Battle from Arkansas, 15 points a game. He goes to Gonzaga, which, by the way, how many times have we told you, stop with the freaking Little Sisters of the Poor? He's probably slated to be a backup. So they may have just paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for a backup. It's pretty crazy.
I do need depth.
You do, but it used to not cost that much. But now that everyone's at the table and lots of teams and lots of schools are bidding, everything has changed. Griffin, good job. Appreciate it. Adam, thank you. I was going to say, I know you're a busy guy, but you know this is one of your nine jobs, so we appreciate Adam being here. Thanks to the audience. We'll have some videos recapping the show. So the good material we covered up at Steve Cofield, up at ESPN Las Vegas. We'll see you.